This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A rocket attack on a football ground in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights killed 12 people, including children, on Saturday. Reuters' Emma Yell reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was due to head back from the U.S. to Israel overnight on Saturday, said he would bring his flight forward and convene his security cabinet upon arrival. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading fire in areas at or near the Lebanese-Israeli border since the eruption of the Gaza War. It's stirred fears of a full-blown conflict between the heavily armed adversaries. The Israeli-occupied Golan Heights was part of Syria until 1967, when Israel captured most of the area in the Middle East War, annexing it in 1981. That unilateral annexation was not recognized by most countries, and Syria demands the return of the territory.
Reuters' Emma Yell. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed the hope there would not be an escalation of violence in the Middle East.
We're in conversations with the government of Israel, and again, I emphasize its right to defend its citizens and our determination to make sure that they're able to do that. But we also don't want to see the conflict escalate. We don't want to see it spread. That has been one of our goals from day one.
It's a sentiment echoed by the United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary David Lammy, as well as France. The United States on Sunday announced plans for a major revamp of its military command in Japan to deepen coordination with its allies' forces. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The United States will upgrade the U.S. Forces Japan to a joint force headquarters with expanded missions and operational responsibilities. This will be the most significant change to U.S. Forces Japan since its creation.
The overhaul is among several measures taken at the Japan-U.S. Security Consultative Committee in Tokyo, where they reaffirmed their bilateral alliance. This is VOA News. Palestinian rivals Hamas and Fatah signed a declaration to form a future government as war rages in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The agreement is the latest attempt at resolving a long-standing rivalry that looms over any potential vision for the rule of Gaza after Israel ends its offensive in the enclave. Hamas has ruled Gaza for the past 17 years, whilst Fatah is the main force in the U.S.-backed Palestinian Authority that administers parts of the occupied West Bank. Previous declarations similar to this have failed in the past, and the potential joint government would face fierce opposition from Israel and the U.S., both of which reject the pact. The U.S. and other Western countries have refused to accept any Palestinian government that includes Hamas unless it expressly recognizes Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Venezuelans are at the polls Sunday in the most consequential election in a quarter century of Socialist Party rule, with President Nicolas Maduro confident of victory even as the opposition has attracted impassioned support and warned of possible fraud. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for all parties in Venezuela to, quote, respect the democratic process.
The United States is not going to prejudge the outcome. This is a choice for Venezuelans to make. But the Venezuelan people deserve an election that genuinely reflects their will, free from any manipulation. The entire international community is going to be watching this very closely.
Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has been the star of the coalition campaign, even after a ban of holding public office forced her to pass the torch to candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on new research suggesting your doctor in the future may be able to run a blood test for Alzheimer's disease.
Right now, doctors have to prescribe a brain scan or a spinal tap to look for sticky amyloid protein that helps determine if someone's memory problems are the result of Alzheimer's disease. But a Swedish study finds there's certain blood testing by a primary care doctor that could help with the diagnosis. Lund University researchers report of 1,200 patients, 91% who received blood testing were accurately diagnosed compared to 73% who went to a specialist. There's excitement over the potential of blood testing, but there are questions over which tests to use. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials said Saturday that cooler temperatures and an increase in humidity could help thousands of firefighters battling the Park Fire in Northern California, just hours after the blaze exploded in size, scorching an area larger than the city of Los Angeles. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA.